topic with Spencer. I mean, he started, he held on to that job. I mean, can you talk about his development and growth?
I think Spencer's done a great job this year. I mean, he's, you know, we had to put him in that role, and he took to that role very easily in different packages. And he does a good job with that. And, you know, I think for his development, that was good. And he's developed into a good football player and continue to play and get his ankle right and all that. So I think having John around will help him too, you know, because he can. John's been in the league for 7-8 years, and this is Spencer's third or fourth year, I think, you know, so it'll help him, you know, just to see a different guy, a different type of personality, so on.
And then speaking of guys getting healthy, Jaquan finally looks like he's healthy. I mean, he had a solid game this past week. His development's coming along, too, like.
Yes, I think he's, I think he feels good with where he's at physically, and, you know, he's a different type of linebacker, but, you know, he's physical enough to play the run, and he did a good job in the game. I mean, we were very pleased. I was very pleased. After looking at the film, I was like, okay, you know, he's back to form, back to where I was hoping he'd be at this point. And hopefully he just continues to get better and better and better.
Do you see him taking fewer gambles now that, you know, he has a couple of years under his belt?
Jaquan? I don't necessarily say gambles, but I think he's learning the nuances of the game, the nuances of coverage and covering people in man-to-man. And, you know, and that comes with experience. You need to touch the oven and feel that it's hot to learn not to touch it anymore. And same thing is true. You need to learn how to cover a guy and different nuances of routes and where he needs to be, and the more he does it, the better he's going to be.
With his ability to cover, do you see a good combination with him and John Beeson in that nickel role, with those two guys having relatively different skill sets?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's always nice when you can match up people and put them in positions to cover and do specific things. And, you know, you see that around the league all over is, you know, you're trying to get your guys in position to be successful. And, you know, we were able to do that a little bit with Jaquan this week.
Do you see Beeson rubbing off on the younger guys and just his knowledge and really raw enthusiasm kind of infecting them and making them better players just by being around them?
I think so, yeah. I mean, he's, like I was saying, he's a very upbeat leader. It is. He has an infectious personality, and most great leaders are, and you know, so you see that in him. You know, to be able to walk into the door and play right away, you know, that's not easy, and he was able to do it, and everybody on the defense was, you know, right with him. You know, and to me, that's huge.
You ever seen anybody pick up a defense so quickly?
I have, but I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of similarities. The biggest thing is the language. Everybody plays cover two, you know, and they may have called this and this place and this and this place, but, and everybody plays some form of three deep and some form of man, and, you know, so I think it's more the language and learning, okay, this is this, and put it in categories, and he was able to do that very easily.
Finally, what's the tangible on the field result of having somebody like Beeson out there who is that leader that you talked about, is very vocal, sets people up, and really seems to be one of the guys on the field that makes sure everyone's where they're supposed to be and is in command of that defense at all times?
I've always been a firm believer that there has to be one voice on the field. Coaches are on the sideline, we're over here. Somebody has to be the voice on the field. And when you have a guy like that, that, you know, that one voice resonates to everybody on the field, and the results are you have 11 guys on the same page, which is good. Which is a good thing.